This letter is titled Dick Gregory, and it was written in the 1990s. Dick Gregory was attempting to help me understand my responsibility with respect to racism. He said, "If you come to my house with your little girl, and my dog bites her, who's responsible? Who would you hold accountable? Me? But if I grab my dog in attempting to keep him from biting your little girl, and he bit me, what would you feel? What would you feel towards me? What would you do?" Some years later, I sent a message to Dick Gregory. I simply said, "The dog bit me." This time, it isn't racists only that I want to stop from abusing people, people like Roberto. It is polluters. They may bite. But there is another consideration. I can either spend time fighting polluters or preserving life. I can either use the energy of encounter or confrontation with polluters, engaging them, or I can simply shield and protect life from their ravages. Maybe the dog will bite me, trying to get what I try to honor and protect, life. But I must turn my attention to sustaining life. I am tired of talking about this. I want to go back and tend some plants, tend some fish. If you want to talk about these things, talk. I hoped it would make a difference. Heading: aboutness. We suffer from aboutness, from talking about. We are going to talk about this or that. We are going to think about this or that. We feel something about this or that. We care about this or that. That is what separates us from one another and from nature. Aboutness. Aboutness characterizes our form of knowing. Knowing without learning. The concept called structuralism by Levi Strauss is possible when we know by connection, when we touch with our minds, when we eliminate the aboutness. Some of you are mystified by my saying this. Some of you know what I mean. I only suggest that those who are mystified investigate. Ray helpfully directed our attention to the steadily increasing carbon dioxide levels. Plants and certain microbes ingest carbon dioxide. Anaerobic microbes transform carbon dioxide into a renewable and sustainable fuel, methane. When we plow, we kill life forms that counter the rising carbon dioxide levels. When we cut the rainforests, or when we acidify the forests in our own country, countering the acid secretion of the tree roots, and that means of attracting cationic nutrients into the roots, starving the trees to death, we kill the plant life that gives us our only source of atmospheric oxygen to breathe, that purifies the water we need to drink. We kill the life forms that fix the energy of the sun for us to have food. We don't simply commit suicide, we murder. We don't simply destroy our own species. We destroy all species. This isn't aesthetic. This isn't moral. It isn't ethical. It isn't social. It isn't functional. It isn't hygienic. It's bad. Honor life. Live long. Live and make alive.